At the time of the friary, this high room was probably used as a chapel, a separate side room for celebrating Mass. The chapel belonged to the Church of St. Mary Magdalene, which was also called the Castle Church. It stood directly at the southern wall of the cloister and this chapel. Only three side chapels still remain of the church, which you can visit from the outside. The outlines of the church have been embedded in the floor of the square in front of the castle friary. At the time of the Dominicans, the friary church included various altars that had been donated by wealthy citizens and confraternities. In exchange for their donations, the Dominicans promised to celebrate regular masses on behalf of the donors. These masses were important for the patron's salvation, so their donations amounted to payments for indulgences. After the Reformation and the dissolution of the friary, Protestant services were held in the church. However, the poor quality of the building ground repeatedly caused parts of the church to collapse. In the 16th century, there are reports that whole pillars fell down. The final demolition of the church began in 1818. Following building work around 1400, the chapel probably had a vaulted ceiling. You can still see the lower ends of the arches in the corners of the room. At the end of the 19th century, the vaults were removed and a flat ceiling installed. Five different versions of wall paintings have been found in the chapels. The third version is the most remarkable. You can see the remains of it about halfway up the north wall to the chapter house. The painting shows several consecration crosses or rounded crosses which have been painted with particular care. The brushwork is very detailed and high-quality paints were used. Both the motif of the consecration crosses and their outstanding workmanship correspond to the use of the room as a chapel. When the friary building was used as an almshouse, the chapel served as a mortuary.